95.7 The Hog, Daytona's rock station. Right now, Daytona's happy hour station, The Morning Hog. Brew Review, that is intern Steve right there. I am Riggs. How about Jay and Josh, S.R. Perot, right there for a moment. Get it. Jay, of course, with the spring turkey run over there at the ESPN. Well, you do both, right? You do both turkey runs?
Yeah. November show and the spring show. Two shows a year. Blast, man.
And I've been out for both. Mm-hmm. I am very grateful now that Hops and Hoods is part of both. But turkey runs.
Right.
Absolutely. Yeah. We, you know, I think we debuted it originally in the spring and we're just like, why not? Let's do it at both shows.
Why
know?
Not? Right.
So, yeah. I mean, Hops and Hoods, it's going to be amazing tomorrow. I mean, check it out. You can get four samples for $5 or 10 samples for $10.
Hello. Ooh,
there you go.
I'm going to go for that.
It's going to be amazing. Yeah. It's absolutely amazing. I can't wait to see everybody. If they're having a great time enjoying the cars and having a great time.
It's super affordable, and it seems like it makes a lot of sense if you don't, if you're not familiar with some of these products. This is your chance to try them, or you go and you just get your favorites.
Absolutely. I mean, to get in the door, it's $10 to get in the door.
Easy.
Yeah, $10 on Friday and Saturday, $5 on Sunday.
Right.
Hops and Hoods has just been just a huge addition to the show, and our partners at S.R. Perot, we just could not be happier, more happy that they're out there with us and enjoying some killer stuff.
Actually, I'm happier about it.
There you go.
Get it? Because there'll be beers. But we're trying something other than beers right now. What did you bring?
So, on the second half here, I have Mike's new variety pack.
Ooh. Okay.
Which is their hard freeze variety pack.
Whoa, I don't even know what that means.
So, all these flavors are actually colors.
Okay.
But there's a reason.
All right.
Have you ever walked into like a 7-Eleven and got the red Slurpee?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. All right. So these are all kind of inspired by frozen drinks.
Sweet. Oh, yeah. Let's do it. All right, Mike.
We're going to start with red freeze.
This definitely bears the color red. I'm seeing the pour right here.
It smells like...
It's making me feel, of course, like my national championship Georgia Bulldog beverage. Maybe I can incorporate this into that.
Yeah. So during the break, Steve was letting us know that he's well known for sticking his beverages in the freezer and falling asleep.
And forgetting about it.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if you were to do this for about 30 minutes, if you could get a little bit of those icicles in there and kind of give you that slushy
kind
flavor.
Kind of make your own slush.
Dude, absolutely. Game changer right there.
Oh, man.
Yes.
That tastes exactly like...
Oh. Yes.
It's nostalgia in a can, in my opinion.
It is.
I suddenly have a craving for a Slim Jim, man. There you go. Nothing better than a Slurpee than a Slim Jim, right?
Slurpee and a Slim Jim.
Steve, you got the meat sticks over there? No? That's disappointing. They're in the other room. We'll get to them. But that's exceptional. What is what are we working with inside of that can?
So it's 5% ABV.
Oh, okay.
These are full flavored, so they're using real sugar on these ones. But summertime, you're going to burn all that off anyway.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh, that's good. That is one of those danger drinks too, because that's that's candy, right?
Absolutely.
And I want a lot of it, man. All right. Well, I'm gonna. There are more flavors. Let's get to.
So I got three more colors.
Okay.
Yeah, color flavors. So you want to go with blue, pink, or white?
Yes. I mean,
go blue.
Let's go blue.
Let's do it.
Let's try it. I got my eye on that white down there too, but I'm not afraid of pink.
Oh, that's blue.
It leaves less of a stain.
So is this a tongue color changer?
This is my first time trying it, so I guess we'll find out in about 10 minutes.
That's right. Yeah. You know, at the end of the episode, we will all expose our tongues and find out exactly what this does to your palate.
Yeah.
More nostalgia.
Smells like if you were to dispense a slushy.
Exactly. I mean, it's not even a little bit off. The smell is identical.
I feel like that's almost impossible to get because it's just, you know, a slushy is, you know, sugary syrup and ice, right? But somehow they've made that into an alcoholic beverage. Well done, Mikes.
These are fun.
So basically it's like a slushy that you dispense in your cup and you let it sit in the sun and it melts and you just put some alcohol in there.
Right, well, okay, Steve, break it down.
Liquefied blue sour patch kids. There we go.
See? Number two flavor profile right there. This guy knows what he's doing.
Cheers to the Sour Patch Kids. All right, as Josh pours us another color, tell us some more of what we can see. Now, if people have not made their way around the Spring Turkey Run before, you get all the cars, you get all the food and drink options, but then you got all those cool like artists and craft vendors and all those people.
Yeah, we got some amazing craft vendors that come in. They'll actually be hanging out right across from Beers and Gears, which is our bar that we build for the events.
Love that.
And the Hops and Hoods Beer Festival takes place right there beside Beers and Gears. So you got the craft people there. As you mentioned, some amazing food. We've got Chad, Bad Chad from Bad Chad Customs.
Right. That's right.
He's going to be hanging out with us over in the hub.
Okay.
Come and check him out. He's got his show on Discovery Channel.
Okay.
That's going to be a lot of fun. And then the swap meet is amazing.
Yeah.
Pretty much anything you could ever need to build a car. Replace something on a car, no matter what year, you're going to find in the swap meet.
It is pretty wild. Like, it's like having the internet in front of your face and you're there because everything you need is right there.
Absolutely.
There's stuff that I wanted to buy and I don't even have the car for.
Yeah, right.
It's like, that looks cool.
Yeah.
Actually, that was the impetus behind back in 15, mm-hmm. we did what's called a dream build.
Okay.
Because we'd always heard, it had always been said about our show that you could find everything you need to build a car at the Turkey Run. Okay. So with the help of our vendors, we actually bought everything we needed and built a car in 4 days.
That's fantastic.
Yeah,
that's
it was amazing.
Seriously?
Just buy Chevy, random parts. It was amazing.
Right?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Buy a chassis, buy some parts. I love that.
That's cool.
Well, this is one of those times, too, where I would imagine if anybody, again, if you've been, you know. If you haven't been, you've got to experience this. And it's really almost impossible to take it all in like a day. The ticket gets you through the weekend, right?
Well, yeah, that's why it's a 3-day show. Because, you know, if you're going to take your time and look at some of those amazing cars that are out there, and not just classics, there's some exotics out there. And then, of course, the cars for sale, you're going to find anything and everything you'd ever want to look at. Right. So it's more than a 1-dayer for sure.
So this Mike's product will be there.
Yep.
We're telling everybody right now, show up at Hobbs and Hood's tomorrow. And try this.
100%.
You got to have... This is incredible. The white freeze. This is going to be my jam right here, I think.
You ever have those... the white Airheads, the mystery flavors?
Yes.
Yeah. It's kind of what I'm expecting here. So. Okay.
All right.
I love the way those taste.
I'm just glad that it's...
I still don't know what flavor that is.
Less likely to stain your shirt, too, probably, this particular one. I don't know why that's important.
I was going to say, I don't prefix my drinks by...
you know, a few weeks ago, there were a few bike week incidents that I remember, why am I wearing white? You know, and I found out that I should not be wearing...
Oh, to me, this tastes like marshmallow.
Really?
Yeah. Marshmallow.
The smell is...
Jay, what are you getting? You had sweet. Sour Patch Kids earlier. What
that's marshmallow.
I mean,
I definitely get the marshmallow hint.
Right?
That.
Up front. To me, I agree with you up front. Yeah. But then it turns into something else, and I can't quite put my finger on it.
Yeah, there's some sort of lemonade hybrid in there.
That's interesting.
Wow, that's good.
Yeah.
Maybe a cotton candy?
Yeah, there you go. Marshmallow dovetailing into a cotton candy.
See, spent a lot of time at carnivals, by the way.
I love cotton candy.
Yeah. Do you?
That and caramel apples.
Yeah. Do you got a corn dog flavor over there?
That one's in my bag. We'll try that later.
All right, cool. I just want to make sure in case that's part of the rotation. Mm. So those four are in a variety pack. 12-pack
variety.
12-pack.
Yep. That's a new product as well, so check out the website.
srprod.com/beerfinder. Hit
it. That one.
That's right.
Then, obviously, tomorrow, come check us out, 12 to 4. I'll be there. You guys gonna be there?
You want us there? We'll show up.
Yeah.
Come on. Steve was booked, but he'll cancel his plans for sure.
Yeah, there's no reason not to cancel.
By the way, last Turkey Run, Steve and I spent collectively about $38 on Hot Wheels. So I just want to put that out there.
Nice.
A couple of vendors. Yeah,
True story.
Steve gave me one for Christmas as a Christmas gift. Yeah.
Yeah, that was so nice.
Yeah, so it's there's a lot of love to be had out there at the
especially after a few drinks.
Yeah, well, that helps a lot. Yeah. I mean, Friday, you can head out today. Yeah. And enjoy everything and get your food and get your drink. And then make sure Saturday is your destination for Hobbs and Hood's.
Check out turkeyrun.com. Get all the info you need. Follow us on all the social medias. We'll be out there posting stuff and talking up Hobbs and Hood's and having a great time.
Heck yeah. I'm ready. With
you. You know what? Let's go.
Let's go up there now.
Cheers. Let's do this.
Cheers.
Cheers.